Welcome to another edition of the Falls Cast, brought to you by the Falls Free Press in beautiful Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Today is Sunday, October 27th, as we're recording. The month seems to have flown by.
I have no idea what happened.
Agree.
I'm just over here eating Halloween candy, because I'm a fat kid.
Good, eat it all. I don't want any of it.
I went through a bag of pumpkins that, you know what, it's actually been 2 weeks. I just finished them. So I actually made 2 weeks.
Nice. That's awesome.
Reese's pumpkins or what kind of pumpkins?
Oh, okay. Yummy.
Those have been gone in like 3 days.
Yeah, those are hard to not eat a whole bunch of. Chocolate and peanut butter.
But now give it a couple days and then they're all half price.
Yes.
That is true. That is true.
And they've already got Christmas candy out, so I'm surprised they haven't thrown out the Valentine's Day candy yet.
Crazy.
If you look hard enough, there's probably Easter candy out there.
Probably.
probably it's from last year.
Yeah.
Probably.
They pack it away in the back of the store, put in the storeroom, then they bring it back out next.
Yeah.
Because peeps are eternal.
Oh, peeps.
Those things are disgusting. Throw them in the dumpster where they belong, right next to the candy corn.
It's a sugary marshmallow.
I like them.
I'm a hater.
They're better when they're molten.
Better when they're in the bottom of the trash can.
Oh, my gosh.
You can melt them and throw them at people's houses that you don't like.
True.
Ew.
That's an idea. Drive-by peeping. Melt it a little bit. Get a little mini torch. Melt it. Throw it on someone's windshield. It just sticks there. And just...
You could make a little peep gun that heats them up and shoot
them. Oh, my gosh.
Repurpose my potato gun. Shove it full of peeps.
Yeah.
It's a peep cannon.
Kathy, if you ever have like melted marshmallow on your windows, you'll know who it came
from. I don't know where it came from. Steven must have been driving by.
No, we would shoot at his house.
Oh, oh, is she so loud? Oh my gosh. Ugh. It's not a bad idea. Not that we would ever do that. We would never do that.
No, we would never do that.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Welcome.
I blame Bart.
No introductions needed.
No.
Be sure to check out our website. We've got new stuff coming up. I just posted. It'll be available here, I think, about middle of the week. The November calendar of events.
Oh, my. November.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Too soon.
It is. But if you have an event coming up that we should promote, I'm constantly able to go in and update the list. You can get a hold of us on Facebook, and you can get a hold of us via email.
FallsFreePress@gmail.com.
That goes for any kind of feedback you like.
Yes.
Remember, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. 10 stars if possible.
10?
10 stars would be great.
I mean, they might cut it down to 5, but
okay. But try 10. Yeah, do 10. Yeah. Just in the case.
I have a correction from last show.
Bart.
Way to go, Bart.
Bart made a mistake.
Oh, no.
So I said the Portage Trail mural was started. No, it hasn't.
Oh, okay. All right.
That was another mural. It hasn't even been designed.
Yeah, that was another mural you're thinking about.
Yes. Yeah. The one that, which is the one that is on, Front
the
Street.
Index?
That's the one.
I've got some cool shots of that. I'll have to post them.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be cool. Well, Bart, we'll forgive you. It's hard to be.
No, we won't.
What? We're not going to?
Nope.
You can't be perfect every day.
Be perfect every day.
That's his one mistake for the year.
Well, the year's almost over, so.
I was going to say.
True.
There you go.
Well, if he only had one, that's pretty good.
Good job, Bart.
Yeah. Better than I'm doing.
Better than the year that I recorded an entire episode and only got you guys.
That was
Oops.
That would have been our best podcast ever, too. You know that.
So funny.
We're like, scrap that.
Mystery interviewer.
Yep.
Did you go back in and like dub yourself into it?
No.
That would have been funny.
No.
Difficult.
It was, the beginning of it was a discussion about 9/11. And I really wasn't involved much with it. So I just cut that part and just posted that.
Yeah.
It was like a 15-minute show, but.
Yeah. It was something.
Yeah.
hardly anybody.
We can't. We can't. Sure. We cannot disappoint our viewers.
Or, no. Sure, viewer, we can.
Our viewer.
Or 10 or 20 or 30 viewers or whatever it is. Listeners.
Can't disappoint our listener.
No, they're loyal. Appreciate it. We appreciate you listening to us.
You know what we also appreciate? People here. Voting.
Voting!
Yes.
Our favorite.
Yeah, Mike and I went to vote early yesterday. We went to
Summit County Board of Elections.
Yes, I thought Mike was saying so.
Summit County BOE. Yeah.
You maybe voted somewhere.
We voted at the right place. We promise, guys. Oh my gosh, don't come to us. But
do you know anybody? Does anybody here know of someone who asked for an absentee ballot and has not received it yet?
Yes.
Our dad asked for one and actually said it. They actually said it, mailed it, and it never arrived.
Yes. Yes. I know somebody who it even said, but here's the thing. It even said, you know how the mail will tell you what's being delivered?
Yeah.
It was there. It said that it was delivered, but it wasn't in our mailbox.
Oh no.
Somebody took it.
Yeah.
Because they don't believe in absentee ballots. So they don't, or they wanted to eliminate a Democratic vote.
Something.
I
don't know.
That's what it is.
I don't know how you would know.
Or went to the wrong house.
But this person does live in an apartment and the mail person forgot to lock. You know how they have the locks on it? Lock it. So I don't think that it was anybody that knew specifically who they were voting for. I think it was just trying to take it out, which
that sucks.
I don't know. We can make assumptions out of, you know, historical evidence, but we don't know for sure.
No, yeah, there's
the only party that's trying to block votes.
I'm completely guessing. And this is, I don't know what happened. It could have legitimately gotten lost.
It's just weird. I will say that our daughter who asked for one in Japan, she's living in Japan, got it perfectly fine.
That's awesome.
Hopefully she
would have mailed it and they would have already received it back here.
Yep. Yeah. Then, she got it early.
They could still get lost.
It could still get lost. Who knows? And they really don't count those unless they necessarily have to, I think. I don't know if that's, I think it's just, aren't those provisional?
No, overseas ballot's not provisional. I think that's absentee. A provisional that's ballot absentee. Is if you,
different. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. One that if doesn't get issue. Counted because, no. yeah.
Okay.
An absentee ballot is not, and it should be counted.
Yeah, and I don't know, what do you guys know what the rules are? If you ask for an absentee ballot, can you still go vote in person later and not use the absentee ballot?
Yeah, you have to tell them.
I believe so.
I think that's what she was going to do, because she was talking about going up and voting in person and just let them know, like, is it a provisional ballot? Or you have to let them know, hey, I requested it, it got lost, and this is what I'm going to do, so they can void the
absentee
one that they sent out. Mm-hmm. Because she already reached out to him and was asking questions like, what do I do? Because I can't wait around for this to, you know, show up.
It's almost too late now to mail it in time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. So they suggested that she could vote in person and just let them know that she did order one so they know to void it. But yeah, I mean, I will say that I was very, very impressed with the operation in Akron. They got us in and out. We were probably there an hour, and it was a long line, but it was moving very fast.
Yeah, it moved
very efficient. They had a lot of people that was working there, telling you where to park, you know, helping you out, where to stand on line. Summit County Sheriff's presence. Yeah. It felt very secure. Nobody really, there was no problems. We could tell that there were some people that with what they were wearing wasn't necessarily voting for who we would be voting for. but there was no argument, no fights. Nobody was even talking about any of it. Like, I didn't hear anybody speaking about the election or anything like that. So it was very respectful. Maybe that's the Ohio Midwestern niceties that we have in there. But there wasn't any kind of like problems. We've done it a couple times before. And we've never had a problem there. It just operates well. So if you're thinking about doing it, I would recommend bringing comfy shoes and bring in a jacket you can take on and off in case it gets cold, or bring
prepare
a game
for the weather.
Make sure your phone is all charged up. Mike and I were playing games on our phones and chit chatting and stuff, and just, but it was perfect. It was fine. We did our civic duty. And
yeah, early voting records are being broken all across the state. So that's good. Everyone's engaged. Everyone's getting out the vote. That's awesome.
That is very good.
I'm leaning towards just going on election day and just bringing dad. So I'm just dealing with it.
We would typically go with then.
We never usually have to wait when we go to our voting place. Yeah.
Same here. Usually it's pretty quick in.
All the times we've early voted, we actually had a longer line early voting than we did actually going on election day.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And we agree. Day, so. Yeah. I don't think we've ever really had to wait that long.
No, that's what got me was we went the last time, the last major, 2020 election. And I think it was just the cattle herder line on the one side of the building. And this time it was down the side and the back of the building, mm-hmm. So it's like you were looping all the way, out and around. But still, like you said, the only really chatter that was going on the lines was pretty much is either, hey, look, there's the blimp, or, how long did it take you to get here? It was like, 15 minutes, half hour, and people coming in going, well, how long did you guys wait in line here? And it's like, about this long, and this is where we're at, and,
Yeah, everybody seemed nice. People were chit-chatting, and it didn't seem to be any kind of anger. I mean, I think that's what we're missing here in our country. It seems like we don't. I don't know. Social media seems to poison us sometimes, where we can feel more aggressive to that person because you don't necessarily associate them with personhood. You don't look at them and say, this is a human being that I'm talking to. You can disassociate it with it. And it can be very disgusting how people talk to each other online. I just wish that no matter what happens in this election, no matter who wins, I think we have to come to the realization that we are in danger of losing our country, no matter what. And I'm not talking a particular person or any conspiracy theories or whatever, but it's just the fact that we are so split 50-50 like this. And each side is thinking the other side is evil. And we have to stop doing that. And I'm just kind of afraid of what is going to happen no matter who wins. Because one side is going to be very, very upset.
The misinformation and propaganda is, and people believing lies or truth.
Yes.
It will continue to follow us as long as there are media outlets that's all they produce.
Correct.
And large.
But I think we have to do something about that it. And
follow. There's nothing we can do.
I think that we as the United States, like as a citizens, we as a collective, we have to fight against that. And start talking to the other side. Because if you give up,
then they win. That's what they are betting on.
It's only going to get worse with AI. It's only going to get worse with foreign agents trying to come in and manipulate the social media and the Americans' belief systems.
Well, making laws that protect against AI and misinformation are important.
That requires the HubSpot in order to make those laws, and also they could run afoul of free speech.
No, it's not running afoul of free speech to protect
misinformation. Misinformation and propaganda does run afoul of free speech.
It's a delicate balance because the problem is
as long as there's a profit to be made, nothing will change. It will only get worse.
Well, education is the key. Educating the people and maybe producing educational courses in school at a young age.
How to critically think with media.
Like they do in Europe.
There should be a class on how to critically think and how to consume media.
Well, unfortunately, no matter what, if you present somebody with facts, there's still a cognitive dissonance that people are still going to believe what they want to believe. Yeah. It's at 80% or 86% of the people believe that the world is round, and you have plenty of people that believe it's flat and that everything is propaganda and we've never been to space. We never landed on the moon. Look at all those people. And they'll sit there and say,
they're eating the cats. They're eating the pets.
Yes. The people that live there.
The truth doesn't matter if the media that you trust tells you that the lie is the truth. The truth is irrelevant. It's if you repeat something often enough and the people believe that media source, they're going to think it's true. They're going to think the alternate versions that they explain that it's not true. They're going to think, oh, that's fake. That's fake because, oh, this must be true because I trust this media. And if they discover that the media is lying to them, they're just lying this one time.
No, I think that's true on both sides, though. I mean, I think we have to take some accountability on it, on the media we consume as well. Because, honestly, I don't think it's any surprise to anybody who listens to this podcast what we fall on and who we're going to be voting for. I don't think that we have been very shy about that. But I know that we can kind of get into that, too. And I think it's important. I truly believe that I see it happening more so on the other side because of some of the absurdity that they're believing. But I think what we can do is to make sure that we're consuming news and consuming information and verifying it and making sure that that's the full story. I was talking to a little bit about this with Mike. I said, I think the problem with combating this is sometimes there's a little bit of truth in it.
Of course.
So if you sit here,
that's a great propaganda and great lie.
It's always a
grain of truth to it to start with.
There's a grain of truth to it. So
they simplify the answers to make it seem like a role. That must be true. But the actual answer is much more nuanced and deeper, which would take a longer explanation and a longer news cycle and a longer article to read. And that includes lots of facts. So they want the easy answer. Oh, Trump said this. It must be true.
And I think that that's what we have to combat, because we do have a tendency to be a little bit more willing to read a longer article or understand or the bigger context of it. And
no matter what happens and who wins, that we're all, you know, humans and to treat each other with basic dignity, kindness and respect.
It's not working to demonize the other side.
No, it doesn't. It just makes the divide greater.
I don't give a fuck.
Connectivity is what heals.
They hate the people that I love, and they can fuck off. That's the way I'm at with it. They are my enemy, and I'm not going to change that.
Now you have both.
I mean, you're talking about fucking Nazi shit here.
I know, and I agree. And I also do. I also see that there are people on the other side that are going against people that I love, too. I mean, it's absolutely true. I mean, everything you're saying is absolutely true. It makes me nervous, and it makes me kind of scared for our future, that if we can't somehow find a way to fucking compromise, you know, and not necessarily compromise on what you're talking about, Stephen. I completely agree. That stuff has to be shut down. It has to be shut down hard. I 100% agree with it. But I feel like we can't lump everybody into the same category, just like they can't lump us into the same category. I mean, I don't agree with everything that Harris has done or said. I don't agree all the Democrats that are running. I don't necessarily agree. I know there's bad Democrats on our side. There's bad Republicans on their side. I get that. But somehow we as a people need to get over that constant crap hearing from it. I mean, Trump is one person, and if we can defeat him, fantastic. I think that's a win for our country. That is something that scares the crap out of me. And if he does win, I hope to God that I'm wrong. I really do. But it scares me. But even after that is all said and done, we still are all American citizens living in this country, living in this world, in the short period of time that we have left on this earth. And we got to find a way to just freaking.
And the Trump supporters want to take away citizenships from people who weren't born in this country.
I don't.
And they want to take away a lot of rights that we already have.
I agree.
They are fucking fascists.
I think the thing that scares me the most is that there's at least half the country that believes and tolerates the actions and behaviors that Trump espouses and is. But if you were in a corporate environment or any kind of business environment, or if your kids were acting the way he did, you wouldn't allow it.
No.
You know, it's you raise your kids and you don't allow certain types of behaviors. If you're at a job, you don't allow certain things to do.
Manage a McDonald's.
It's like there's things you should not be allowed to do, you know, and
be allowed to work at a McDonald's.
From the first when he was mocking the reporter with a disability, I thought that would have been the nail in the coffin, but it wasn't. It emboldened him and his supporters. And I'm like,
it's funny because it's true.
Yeah, it's like, oh, he speaks his mind. He speaks the truth. I find humor in it. It's like, well, here's the problem. Yeah, you can find humor in it.
You're just kidding.
Like,
it really doesn't mean it. It's just
I like Lewis Black. I like Jim Norton. I like, you know, these blue collar, you know, or the blue humor comedians and shit. I expect it from them. Would I want them to be running for president? No. I would not expect that behavior.
Would I want president? He normalizes
hate speech. He normalizes racism. He normalizes othering of minority groups, in order to embolden his supporters. Supporters like that shit. They enjoy it. Also, he says outrageous things to steal the news cycle. When he steals the news cycle,
sure.
He's in the news cycle, and it pushes all of Kamala's good shit out of the news cycle. And they all can talk about is how outrageous Trump is. And all supporters love that. They love the fact he's outrageous. They think it's entertaining. Yeah. They enjoy it.
That's, and there's the rub right there. I mean, just like, I think Kathy, you and I were talking yesterday and you made some comment about how, you know, that Harris has to be perfect. And
they excuse everything. Yeah, they excuse everything he does.
They excuse it.
Oh, and there's, yeah, he's always say, fine. He, damn, he
has to come back to some
he,
kind you of know,
he was a fucking terrible president.
Yeah,
he'll have straight up and promote.
50,000 or 200,000 extra deaths happened because of the way he handled COVID. 200,000 right. I mean, people are dead because of him, because he's a piece of shit. The only reason why he acted that way about fucking vaccines and COVID is because he thought they made him more popular. He didn't care. He only cares about himself, his own popularity. He doesn't care about human beings. Doesn't care about anyone but himself.
4 years, if he wins, in 4 years, he's gone, no matter what. He can't run again and like that. But the people behind him that have supported
if he
him,
wins, J.D. Vance will be our president within a matter of a very short period of time. I guarantee it. And he's a scary fucker because he's smart.
Yeah.
He's
an opportunist.
He's an opportunist. And he's every bit as fascist as the rest of them. If not more.
He is the ultimate yes man. And that's what scares me. He is educated. He is smart. He's smarmy.
And it's obvious Trump slipping. His cognitive abilities are very. You look at him with speeches 4 years ago versus now. He doesn't make any sense anymore. He's totally.
Oh, his weave just got better. That's all it is.
I don't know about that. I don't. I think he knows. I don't. He's not doing any of this consciously. He's just stream of consciousness.
And that's what gets me is, you know, that was a major part of, you know, the cognitive decline that Biden had and whatnot. And now that, you know, Trump's the older, you know, questionably. You know,
it's okay for him to be 78 and I have dementia, but Biden couldn't, for God forsake, you know.
Yeah. No, I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't think
it doesn't matter what
Biden was all there. I don't think Biden was all there and was starting to slip and whatnot, but I still think he was a better candidate than fucking Trump.
I think Biden with his stuttering made it look worse too.
Yes, I agree.
Than what it was. But the thing with Biden is you could trust his team.
Yes.
True.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. And you know, Trump's going to be surrounded by yes people.
Yeah, and they bring up the stuff about how they kind of forced him out. And it's like, well, their team, his own team, put the country above him as a person.
Yes.
And they, you know, and Trump's team would never do that.
No.
No. You look at the generals and, you know, all the people he had on his cabinet prior, I said he's not
almost
fit.
All of them said they would never good. Vote. They would not. Almost all of them said they're voting for Kamala. They actually came out and said it. They actually wrote a big.
When you have fucking Dick Cheney, Liz Cheney.
Yeah, Dick Cheney
supporting Kamala.
Republican. Yeah,
you know, establishment Republican supporting Kamala.
When Dick Cheney comes to our side, that means the other side must be really, really bad because we do not agree with a lot of things on policies. That's for sure. Oof, it's on our minds. I think it's all on our minds, right? That this election has gotten us all very, very, very nervous and uptight because I feel like no matter who wins, it's going to be problematic. Something's going to happen and we don't know. And I feel like the fuse has been lit and we just don't know which way it's going to go. I don't know. I still feel
some of these people are hardcore.
Naiveness. I feel like the majority of the people in our country are not extreme like that. Now I know that it can only take a small group of people to cause absolute hell on earth.
Well, the small group starts the violence, starts the discord.
Yes,
and then more people join in because I agree with them. They're the enemy.
And that's the thing.
That's how it starts.
They wrap it in a phrase of patriotism. This is what we're supposed to do as patriots.
I don't know if
that's the whole thing with January 6th.
I mean, a lot of the peace force leans towards MAGA. They do. Mm-hmm. And the people in authority tend to lean towards MAGA. And that's troubling.
The fact that I'm arguing, especially like, okay, just take the immigration policy. The fact that I am arguing as a Democrat for less government involvement and less government interference, and the fact that we have to worry about our own privacy and our freedoms and how much are we willing to give up because of this security thing, I feel like it has switched. Like, why am I arguing that we should have less government interference with people that are supposedly the party of less government interference? It feels like we're in this weird topsy-turvy world where I'm like, do you really want the government coming into your life like that because you're afraid that some people are here illegally? I mean, I don't know. This is just a weird time. It's a weird time.
They're trying to open the door so they can control people's lives beyond just the immigration.
Mm-hmm.
It's a scary thought.
It's an excuse.
It's history kind of repeats itself when you start looking at this kind of language and the way that they're talking and the way that they're focusing on a group of enemies. It feels very familiar.
Let's make this clear. They're not enemies. They're not enemies.
No, there's bad people everywhere.
Yeah, the biggest complaint is that illegals are getting benefits, this and that. It's like, no, here's the clarification. Illegal immigrants, undocumenteds, cannot access funds and whatnot, can't get any kind of benefits. Migrants and ones that are documented, immigrants that are documented can. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, and I'm like, and that's a big clarification because now you're lumping all these people into one group, you know.
In their mind,
they don't think any of them should be here.
I'm rambling. Sorry, Bart.
Let's talk local. Going on locally, Bart.
So the South State Road meeting was last week. We talked about it last episode. Mm-hmm. And would you believe everyone complaining about how things need fixed on South State Road? They weren't there.
What?
No.
Prior engagements. They had prior engagements.
It seems a lot of people didn't want to go out in the rain to a meeting that was inside.
Yeah.
They like to complain on social media, but they don't want to be part of the solution.
So the process is continuing next year. They're going to be doing a traffic study of South State Road.
And Bailey also, right?
And Bailey, yes.
Okay. It was kind of funny. I saw a quote from a Mr. Tom Sullivan that was quoted as being a Bailey Road resident.
Yeah, I said that to him. It was like, oh, you thought you're on Bailey now.
I was like, they moved to Hippie House?
To be fair, he knows everything about a lot of the spots in Chicago.
Well, he does.
But and the history funny. Behind.
Yeah, it was just funny when they were like, Bailey Road resident. I was like, wait a minute, he's not a Bailey Road resident.
They must have just guessed and didn't ask him.
Yeah. It was funny.
I guess they're looking at whether to make the street a 3-lane option or 4, or, you know, do 4 lanes.
Yeah, I saw something like that. Was it 2 lanes with a center turn or something like that? For what? For more parking, I believe.
I believe, yeah.
Which that, I don't know, half and half on it.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't show up, you don't get an opinion. How about that?
Exactly.
But you get to complain about it.
Well, yeah, you can complain all you want, but if you're not going to be part of the solution, then you really can't be part of it.
I mean, unless you stomp your feet on your own personal page and go, woo, 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 look at me, oh my God, do, be, 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 like a little baby.
Maybe you can make a video series. You make another video series.
Oh, we can do like a fake mocked up interview too with some employee.
Seriously,
I don't even know if I want to get into that.
No, probably not. If you don't know what we're talking about, then consider yourself lucky.
And really consider yourself lucky.
Yep, don't go looking. It's not worth it.
All I can say is a giant sigh.
Don't go chase a waterfall.
Stick to the rivers and streams that you know.
Or people who are parents.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. What else is happening, Bart?
No scrubs.
The Cuyahoga Falls Firefighters Memorial Foundation is having their third annual bourbon bourbon raffle.
Say that 3 times fast. Third annual bourbon raffle.
Yeah. There's a total of 12 prizes. And all the funds from it go towards building the memorial.
Very nice.
I'll post the link in the notes. They're planning on finishing the project by next spring, so.
Oh, great.
You know, the more they get from this, the better.
Mm-hmm.
To finish that up.
It's cool.
Very nice.
It looks like. I know nothing about alcohol, but there's 12 here, and they all have different names.
I need to go look.
I'm going to look.
Bourbon.
Tickets are $50 a piece or 3 for $100.
Mike, are you interested in it?
I might do it. The Eagle Rare is nice. I can't remember that one right there. So we got Stag. There's a Pappy Van Winkle 10-year. That's an expensive ass bottle. Blanton's. Those are good. Yeah, there's some good ones in there.
Okay. So if you're a bourbon fan or a Cuyahoga Falls firefighter fan.
How much are tickets again?
50.
Yeah, 50 for a ticket or 3 for $100 going until December 29th.
Okay.
Is this to finish funding the memorial? Is that what this is for? How far away? How much more do they have to raise?
It doesn't say, but they are selling up to 750 tickets.
Okay.
So that if that gives you any idea, and you must be an Ohio resident to claim it, because even though they're doing the drawing on Facebook, you still have to come pick it up.
That makes sense.
I wouldn't, but we want to be responsible for shipping that much stuff anyway. They're expensive stuff. So yeah. That's breakable.
Yeah.
You might not be able to in some states. I don't know how that works.
Yeah,
I don't know either. That's true.
Well, and if it works too, then they can check your ID when you pick it up.
Very fair point too. Yes, we have to.
Yeah, the Pappy, I know it's an allocated bottle. There's only so many per area. And they usually go close to $1,000, you know, for the 10-year. So
that's not bad for like a $50 investment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hell, I mean, just any of that, like Eagle Rare, which is, I know that's pretty tasty. That's close to $50 in and of itself. And that's kind of on the lower end of what's in there. I mean, the Blanton's, that's expensive. That's the John Wick one.
The John Wick one?
Yeah.
Is it a bottle is it a bottle of a dog?
No, it doesn't have the dog.
Oh, man.
The dog's dead anyway.
Missed opportunity there.
Poor little beagle.
Next, there's a new story walk in Lions Park.
Ooh. Okay.
If you don't know what a story walk is, it's basically, you know, you walk a path through the park and there's different displays with a page of a book or a page of a story in it. And when you get to the end, you know, you've gotten through the whole story.
Oh, is it One Fish, Two Fish?
No, it's Leaves by David Ezra Stein. Hmm. It is an autumn story for families of all ages.
Hmm. Mike, can we do that?
Sure.
Again, it's all ages, so.
I can't read.
I'll read for you. It's okay.
Yay. Is that pictures?
It is a picture book, yes. But this is put together by Parks and Rec and the Cuyahoga Falls Library.
Oh, well, thank you, Cuyahoga Falls Park and Rec and Cuyahoga Falls Library. Library. Yeah, we'll check it out. We're very close to it. Yeah, it's a nice day out. Maybe we need to go get some stress relief and take a little stroll in the park.
Take the doggy.
Yeah. Oh, he just perked up. He's like, what? We're doing what today? Let's do it, guys.
Apparently, leaf pickup season is coming up here in a week.
Oh, yeah, we need it. Leaves are coming down.
They are. So,
is that the new date or is this the pushback date? Because I know they pushed it back a week.
Okay, it's really confusing on their website.
Okay.
Because there's a giant red notice that says they've been postponed a week. But then you go to the leaf pickup link on here and thus they're starting the week of November 4th. So I don't know if November 4th is the week. I assume so.
That was supposed to start.
Yeah, because it says check the route for the new pickup day. And new pickup day, and I checked the route from my place, and it says, you know, the week of November 4th. So I'm going to say, based on that, leaf pickup begins Monday, November 4th.
And if we're wrong, we'll do another correction.
Yes.
And then this for Bart.
It goes through December 13th, which by that point, the leaves will have died under piles of stone.
You hope.
Maybe.
I don't know. There's a tree back here that takes forever to drop its leaves, and it always feels like it drops its leaves after the pickup time is over. So it just hangs on. And we're like, come on. But very nice. Okay. Start raking those leaves. And do not. Here's a cautionary tale. If there is leaves that are like in the street, and it'll be super fun to drive through them, because wouldn't that be super fun? Don't do it. Kids can be hanging or can be in there. And I mean, there is some, I think maybe, did we talk about this before? I don't know.
But yeah, I think we have.
Yeah. Because there's still that time where I just want to just drive right through them and just have fun. But
yeah.
What brings you joy?
Well, recording this commercial right now, Danielle, but I'm sure it's different for everybody.
We want to hear what brings you joy. Shelf Life and the Falls Free Press are collaborating for the Joycast, a special podcast coming in December. But most of all, we're collaborating with you.
The Joycast will dedicate time to discuss the things that bring you joy, gratitude, and overall happy feelings. And some days lately, we need those the most.
Stop into Shelf Life before the end of November to contribute to the Joy Jar. Tell us about a joy, a positive experience, or something uplifting you wish to share. Can't make it in? Find the form link at shelflifebookstore.com or email me at danielle@shelflifebookstore.com. Then be sure to watch out for the Joycast this coming December to hear what inspires the community. The air date will be announced on our social media pages and in the Shelf Life newsletter.
Visit shelflifebookstore.com to sign up.
And fallsfreepress.com for more info.
November 2nd, next weekend, it's time for downtown to switch from the fall to winter. Ooh. And I mean, with the frost warning we had this morning, that's coming.
It's so crazy to think about it. Pretty soon we're going to be having like the decorations downtown with the pool decorations. What do they call them?
Parking meters?
Parking meters. Thank you. I couldn't think of the word today.
It's something completely.
It didn't sound right when it came out.
Then the ice rink will open up not long after that. And then we're going to have Thanksgiving. And then.
Oh, we're going to have like the tree lighting ceremony soon. Ugh.
But November 2nd will be when they're going to start, you know, cleaning up the shrubberies downtown, cleaning up the planters, decorating. So if you're interested in volunteering, 10 o'clock on November 2nd down at the Pavilion, sign up at downtowncf.com. They have something there, and then you'll get more information on that Saturday.
Mike, you did that one time. Yeah, I think you did it one for, time.
It was cool.
Was it for fall? Or when
I think
did
it
you
was, it? Thought it was spring.
Spring?
I can't remember which one it was.
Yeah.
It was fun. But what I want to know is, did they cut down a tree first with a herring before getting the shrubbery and planting it next to the shrubbery?
I knew that was coming.
I had to, Bart. I had to.
I have no idea what that's about, so.
Monty Python, Holy Grail.
Oh, okay. Yes, okay. All right. Okay. I was like, what is he talking about?
The last year, Good Neighbors is collecting for families in need. They'll be collecting up through November 15th. They're collecting year-round, but specifically for this drive, they're collecting through November 15th. And they're looking for clothing, food, and old-fashioned toys and toiletries for families this holiday season.
Old-fashioned toys. Okay.
Well, it says old-fashioned toys may include balls, activity books, coloring books, crayons, board games, science and art kits, blocks and Legos, puzzles, cars, trucks, dolls, and dinosaurs.
And we're talking new stuff. Yeah.
Good Neighbors has a drop-off times Tuesdays and Thursdays from 8 to 2 at the Falls location. And I thought they had like a specific day they were doing it, but apparently not.
Do they don't have any weekend hours? That's kind of hard for workers.
It is.
And stuff to them. They're going to have to probably have something where.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll have a specific day they're doing so. Because, I mean, that's in 2 weeks.
Maybe if we have a listener here that knows, you know, if they're going to have any other hours or something like that, maybe they can let us know and then we can post it. Because,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah. That's a great thing.
And then they're also on Chicago Falls Good Neighbors website. If you just like to donate money,
you can
do that on there to, you know, for them to purchase stuff.
Oh, well, that's a good idea. Okay. So maybe if you can't make it to drop off, you can donate money and then. Okay, good.
And finally, just a reminder, it's horrible. Daylight savings is next weekend.
No.
We get another hour.
Yeah, but I don't like the switchy switches.
Also, I thought we were getting rid of daylight savings a decade ago.
We've been talking about it. I don't know. Every time it comes up, there's some article out there that they're like, should we get rid of it? Yes.
Supposed to, but it never went through Congress. I think it passed the House, but not the Senate, because the Senate didn't want to pass it until they got other stuff taken care of before frivolous things at daylight savings. This last I remember.
Well, they can't get taken care of anything, so.
Exactly. So
they're going to be able to take care of this.
Exactly.
It just messes. I don't know. It just messes me up. It messes everybody up. I remember being a mom of young kids and how freaking horrible that always was, because you had to convince them they had to go to bed earlier or later or whatever time of year it is. And it's just, I don't know. I don't think it's necessary anymore. I don't see the benefit of it anymore. We have technology. We have electricity. I think we can live without it.
Can I insert something here, Bart? Kathy posted it, and I've seen other people post it, but I didn't see it on there, about Mr. Felbush passing away.
Oh, yes.
From Cuyahoga Falls alumni band, whatnot. Anyone that was in that would know who he was. And he was, 91 years old and passed away. I think it was last weekend, so, or on the 23rd. So,
was he,
just throwing it in there.
Did you, was he the direct band director when you were there, or?
Not, he wasn't the director when I was there. Mr. Tidosio and Mr. Kerfman were, and also Mr. Margita, which he went on to be a principal later at Newberry. But he was the alumni band director when I did it a couple of times. And then Mr. Kerfman took it over, because I think Mr. Kerfman went to Kent State to be a band director over there. But he would come back and do the alumni band. I don't know who's doing the alumni band now, because I haven't been back for a while. But I had been there under Felbush at least one time, you know, but I know of stories about that man, and he was a very hard individual. Let's just say he demanded a lot from students and, you know, whatnot, but he was good guy.
That's too bad. So good news, I guess.
Bring it down.
No, that's okay. No, that's all right. Trick or treat was yesterday. Even though we didn't get a lot of kids in our street, which is kind of sad, but
I blame Kathy.
It is Kathy. I think she scared them away, Kathy.
Got our house painted, and now everyone's like, nope, I'm not going there.
No. I thought it was a great weather, and I hope everybody had a good time with the kiddos, and they were able to get out. It was, you know, it wasn't raining for once in a long, you know, it seems like it's just been raining every year for trick-or-treat, but
last year wasn't raining. Bad. Last year was pretty good too, if I remember right.
I can't even. I thought we did this podcast last Sunday, so I can't remember what happened last year. So I don't know what's happening. But I thought the weather seemed nice, and I stayed out for about an hour until I got cold, and then let Mike stay out there for the rest of it. But
don't worry, I'm finishing off the candy.
I can't eat it. I want you to finish it off. Ugh.
We had onesies. We had those like
onesies.
Super thick felt onesies. That was a space cow.
You were a space cow?
A space cow uniform and unicorn, and then Jennifer was just like a cow, a pink cow.
Oh, okay. Do you have pictures of this? Because we need evidence.
Probably not. I didn't think any. We also had a propane heater behind us on our steps, so that was smart. We were sitting in our chairs, and that was keeping us warm. So
yeah,
there was one person that came up dressed as Kenny. It was like one, you know, like those giant T-Rex inflatable. Mm-hmm. Costumes that people wear. There was one that was dressed up as Kenny. Hilarious. You know, I was like, dude, that is awesome.
Somebody had one of those blow up costumes that was a chicken.
And, oh.
And when they walked, it made the head weak. Pop. It was hilarious.
Yeah, I always enjoy seeing the kiddos in their costumes. And
this was an adult following around their kids.
Oh, that's even better. I love when the adults dress up for their kids and stuff. It's so good. Hey, guys, guess what time it is? Bart's Arts. Oh, that was, you know, I know, low energy, guys.
Yeah, we already, we spent a lot.
We're now like, we energy ourselves out. Oh, well. All right. What's going on, Bart?
November 15th and 16th, Cuyahoga Falls High School presents Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
Ooh.
Oh, sorry. November 15th and 16th, but also the following weekend, the 22nd and 23rd.
Double. Ooh.
You can Is get it those. Frankenstein or Frankenstein?
Frankenstein.
Sorry.
Put it on the wrist.
Sorry, Bart.
No, I would prefer if it was Frankenstein. That would be even more comical.
That would be actually fun. It'd be fun for the kids to do that. That's such a good one. Young Frankenstein. Oh, gosh. All right, go on. Moving on.
November 1st through 3rd is the Northeast Ohio Hammer Dulcimer Weekend.
I'm sorry, happening, what?
Yeah, the Northeast Ohio Hammered Dulcimer Weekend.
I'm going to make him say it again. What, Bart?
Say every time's fast.
Happening at Summit Christian Church, November 1st through 3rd. There will be a Saturday concert from We Dulcimers 3, okay, which is three different Hammered Dulcimer masters in one concert.
Please explain to us what this is. What's a hammered dulcimer? What is that? What the heck? What is this even? What is it about?
What the heck is going on?
You're not speaking English to a lot of people.
Mike, what is it?
I believe it's close to like what a zither was, but it's like a lap piano, if you will.
It has multiple strings. Interesting instrument.
Yeah, it kind of... It's a box, if you will. Kind of looks like a piano, but much smaller. Or actually, no, the Hammer Dulcimer, I think you play standing up. But it's kind of like a small version of a piano, like the size of a toy piano. But all the strings are open on top, and you use the hammers to hit the strings.
Oh, yes. Okay,
so I know what you're talking about. It operates kind of like a piano, but you're using the hammers themselves. Yes.
Yeah,
the zither, I think, was played on your lap, where I think the hammer dulcimer you stand to play, I think. I could be totally wrong.
You should play like a keyboard. It's like a keyboard, right? So you're hammering with key. Like a,
not a keyboard. You're actually hitting. It's just like the soundboard of a piano. No keys, no mechanism, whatever. The actual hammer.
The hammer is the keys. And then
yes, they look like what they used to hit your knee with to test your reflexes. Ah. It's like little triangular mallets, if you will. The hammers. Or like the piano beaters, you know, that they have in there. Should so it's like you it? Are the action. That's what I'm looking right? at. I usually right. talk out my ass. So.
Well, I believed you.
There will be workshops all 3 days, and they're all set to your skill of playing. So beginner, intermediate, advanced. So you might be able to learn to play.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And you're absolutely right, Mike. I'm looking at it right now.
It is
fun.
It is a percussion stringed instrument which consists of strings typically stretched over a trapezoidal resonant soundboard, is what it says.
Oh, that just cleared it up for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It looks like a lap piano.
Yeah. Well, very nice. And that's happening when? November 1st or the 3rd?
Correct.
Okay.
And then the final concert is happening on the 2nd, right in the middle.
Okay.
November 2nd from 4 to 6, author Frank Ravinelli, assuming that's how you pronounce his name, will be having a book release party at the Jenks Building for his newest book, Pages of the Adur, A Journey to Peninsula's Throne.
Okay.
Yeah, if it wasn't looking at me on the page, I'd be sure I would have gotten that wrong. But it is a fantasy novel.
Ooh.
It doesn't say it's a fantasy novel, but when you have characters with the name Uriel, I'm just going to assume it's a fantasy novel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this will be happening on the 2nd floor of the Jenks Building from 4 to 6 on November 2nd.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Have the author there.
Yeah.
Is it named after the angel Uriel or?
I don't know. Maybe we need to go to find out more at the Jenks Building, November 2nd, 4 to 6.
See what you did there.
You like that?
On November 12th and 13th, which are a very weird day to have a show, because that is a Tuesday and Wednesday.
That's weird.
EJ Thomas will have Dear Evan Hansen.
That's not familiar.
Because they made it into a movie in which the original actor who's supposed to be playing a high schooler is playing the same part, but it's been like 15, 20 years since the original show. So he doesn't look like a high schooler anymore.
Love it.
But this will be a musical, Dear Evan Hansen, November 12th and 13th. It is a musical about lying to people and getting away with it.
We're living through that, though.
MAGA. Sorry. Sorry.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
And finally,
and then.
We were just talking about them before, decorations downtown. If you're interested in applying to make a parking meter decoration.
Not a parking pole, a parking meter.
Again, parking pole, completely different.
Completely different
organization.
Parking meter on parade.
Oh, golly.
Deadline to apply for that is November 13th.
Oh, I love it. I love it every year seeing what people come up with. They're so creative. I do not have that kind of creative juice in me at all. So,
is the library doing one?
I don't know. I have not heard anything.
I hope so.
I'm sure they are, but.
You guys got some very creative people there, so.
But yeah, definitely for, okay, so they're only accepting applications from businesses until this Tuesday.
Ooh, yikes. Oh.
And then, you know, from the public, you know, application deadline is the 13th, and you need to install your decorations. Is Thanksgiving the last week of
November? Right,
I just lost my calendar again, yeah.
Calendar.
What year are we in now, Bart? 1922?
No, I think it's back to 1800 something.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
When is Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving 20th. Okay, so yeah, the week of Thanksgiving is when you'll install decorations downtown.
So that's the 18th?
The 25th through the 29th. Okay. Yeah, Thanksgiving is like 2 days before the end of the month.
Yeah, I always forget if it's the 4th or the 3rd Thursday. I don't know why. I'm stupid.
Well, and everything, because November starts on a Friday, like literally everything is pushed.
Oh, yeah.
So there is less than a month between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Mm.
Insanity, people.
Oh, Christmas is on a Wednesday.
That stinks.
Sucks.
Go back to work the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah.
Blah.
I still have another day.
Yeah. Blah.
I bet you a lot of people will be going to be taking off that Thursday and Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe even that Monday and Tuesday.
Possible.
Maybe not even coming back to work. Who knows?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah. New year, new me. No more work.
If only.
Mm.
So thank you all for joining us this week.
Yeah. Lively one this time.
Oh, actually, something I did forget, and I do want to bring it up.
What's Uh-oh. That?
I am considering doing 12 films of Christmas again.
Oh, yes, you are. Okay, all right, yes.
Die Hard. The problem is, a lot of the new movies coming out are coming out in the theater.
Yes.
Oh, boo.
So, yeah.
The new one with The Rock. What is it called? That looks good.
Yeah, that, it's in a different form.
Oh, yeah, it was Code Red.
Red One.
Red, yeah. And then, I don't know, though that was an Amazon one. I don't know when that's coming out. But yeah, so I have like a list, but there's at least one, two. So I guess there's at least two coming out in theaters. So I don't know. I mean, that's pretty expensive.
It really is.
We'll sponsor you, Bart.
So I don't know, but I have a list of at least 10 movies. So if I don't get to 12, I might still do a shortened version of it.
10 days of Christmas films.
Yeah. Hallmark movies don't count, though. They're all one movie.
Oh, I am not watching. But I have a few that is like, I don't know. There's one called Hot Frosty on Netflix. Which...
I don't think that's going to
that sounds
be
real. I'm going to give her a Hot Frosty.
Hey, baby, you want a Hot Frosty?
Oh, gosh.
Want to come take a ride on my Hot Frosty?
Yeah.
Is that like a Dirty Sanchez?
Oh, gosh. Can we move on? All right. Let's move it on.
But, yeah. So, let me know if you're interested in me doing these again. Because I will if you are.
We know we are. But we'll see it if our listeners are interested.
We were thinking about going to see Red One, so maybe we could review that if you wanted, or you could come with us.
Yeah, there's that one and the best Christmas pageant ever. And that was a kid. That one's a kid's one, but I remember reading that book in school. So
okay, that would be a fun one. Yeah, I saw the commercial for or advertisement for that.
Yeah, so and I guess there's a Danny DeVito one coming out.
What?
It's also, it's supposed to, I think it's coming out in theaters, but I also saw that it was coming out on DVD. So maybe that one comes in on DVD and I don't have to go anywhere.
Oh, okay.
It looks like a family film with Danny DeVito, which.
Hmm. Is that possible?
Yeah, no. You don't see those very often.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
So, yeah. Thank you, everyone, for listening again. And you got any comments? You want to write an article for us? You got something for the show? Mm-hmm. Get a hold of us on Facebook or email us.
FallsFreePress@gmail.com.
And always rate and review us, you know, 50 stars.
50! 50! Yes!
5 times 10.
Dang!
Yay, math!
Big brain on Brett.
That one. Now we'll say goodbye and so join us next time. It might be weirder, it might not.
Yeah, it'll be weirder. I don't know what we'll we're going to yet. Yep.
We make it weird.
You have to try to make it weird, otherwise it just winds up being dry.
Mm-hmm. Okay, bye!
Later.
Bye-bye.
Later.
That's hilarious. Oh my gosh.
FallsCast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your Cuyahoga Falls friends and family so they can listen as well.
You have a radio voice.
No.
If anybody's looking for a personality for your radio.
Nobody is. Shows. Nobody is. Nobody is.
He has a face for radio.
Yes, I do. That I do. Very much so.
What brings you joy?
Well, recording this commercial right now, Danielle, but I'm sure it's different for everybody.
We want to hear what brings you joy. Shelf Life and the Falls Free Press are collaborating for the Joycast, a special podcast coming in December. But most of all, we're collaborating with you.
The Joycast will dedicate time to discuss the things that bring you joy, gratitude, and overall happy feelings. And some days lately, we need those the most.
Stop into Shelf Life before the end of November to contribute to the Joy Jar. Tell us about a joy, a positive experience, or something uplifting you wish to share. Can't make it in? Find the form link at shelflifebookstore.com or email me at danielle@shelflifebookstore.com. Then be sure to watch out for the Joycast this coming December to hear what inspires the community. The air date will be announced on our social media pages and in the Shelf Life newsletter.
Visit shelflifebookstore.com to sign up
and fallsfreepress.com for more info.